Welcome back to Sports Byline USA, coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. And you know, over the years, I have interviewed a lot of people from folds of honor, and we're quite happy now to bring in veteran sports reporter Ed Werder. And he's here to talk about how Rockin' Protein has committed a $100,000 donation to folds of honor to help those collegiate scholarships. And also a table of honor roundtable discussion that Ed moderated as well with three families detailing their impact. Ed, welcome to the show. First of all, how did you get involved with Folds of Honor?
Well, thanks for having me on and explaining the important role that Folds of Honor serves in supporting our nation's fallen and disabled service members and first responders and their families through college scholarships. I first got involved with Folds of Honor last summer at a golf tournament in Nashville, which was hosted by country music star. How come I almost said for God's sake? Lee Bryce. Anyway,
okay.
My bad on that. Anyway, so Lee Bryce invited me, and I learned that day a lot about Folds of Honor and the incredible services they provide. My father was in the Air Force. My father-in-law, who recently passed away, was in the Army. Our son and my brother and a lot of other family members are involved in law enforcement. So it's something that I have a genuine appreciation for. And to work on this Table of Honor project with Hollywood filmmakers, Ashley Avis and her husband, Ed Winters, who are really talented and accomplished filmmakers. And you see that when you see the content that we put together. And you can view that at rockinprotein.com/Folds of Honor, or you can go to my Twitter account, at WerderEdNFL, and there's a link on there as well. But it was really incredible to sit down with these six people. It was Brody and Joy Renner, a husband and wife, Bob and Miley Vogel, a father and his daughter, and then Marie and Allie McCray, a mother and her daughter. And their stories just really resonated with me. I told them at the end that, and I got very emotional about it, and quite genuinely so, that I've interviewed people in the NFL at the height of their careers as Super Bowl MVPs or Super Bowl champions, and yet I've never had the same emotional connection in that forum as I did in this one. I mean, just to give you a quick example, Brody Renner is a 20-year SEAL, and he describes how he and six other SEALs were engaged in a firefight in Afghanistan with about 100 enemy soldiers, and he was hit in the chest with a grenade. He kicked the grenade away, and it exploded and left about 300 pieces of shrapnel in his leg. Mm. To this very day, they still pop out periodically. And he was a part, as it turns out, of SEAL Team 6, which eliminated Osama bin Laden.
Mm-hmm.
He was directly involved in that entire operation. And then one other point I'd like to make, Bob Vogel flew 56 combat missions for this country unscathed until he was flying a training mission in the U.S. on the West Coast at night. The plane went down in the Pacific Ocean, and he was the only survivor. And when the U.S. Coast Guard helicopters reached him and flashed lights down to see where he was exactly, they observed that he was surrounded by sharks, and he didn't even know it. And just, I mean, it was just so inspiring that these people who have achieved so much, who take such risks, who have accomplished so much on behalf of our country and serving the U.S. military, and they have such an enormous sense of humility. And I don't mean to criticize NFL players or professional athletes, but these people don't talk about these kinds of things that they've achieved and deservedly so, and yet, you know, they get a first down, they score a touchdown, and there's this whole choreographed, reaction to it. So, don't mean to criticize them, but just want to shine the proper light on these military people who are so incredibly deserving.
I absolutely agree with you. I remember before Super Bowl 50, I hosted a show with the Wounded Warriors the day before Super Bowl 50 out here, and I sat down with guys who had no arms and legs. The one guy had his face melted off, and he just talked about how this country was worth it. And, you know, you think you're brave. We have no idea what brave is until you meet guys like that.
Yeah. And I mean, they're just incredible people. And like Brody, the person I mentioned who'd been wounded by the grenade and was involved with SEAL Team 6, you know, I mean, he didn't even go home. When he was wounded like that, he missed, to his eternal regret, 12 combat missions, but he stayed in the Middle East. Mm. And, you know, their families, when you're on a SEAL Team 6 or a special ops unit like this, like, you don't even have regular contact with your family. They don't know where you are, what you're doing, or if you're even alive.
Wow.
And so these people are so deserving of whatever, you know, amounts we can donate or attention we can give them. And again, you can donate to the cause at rockinprotein.com/Folds of Honor, and you can see the content. You can learn more about these people. You could watch the Folds of Honor table that we held, and it was really an incredible experience to be involved with this.
I would think, too, that you know, like my dad was a naval officer, and at his funeral a few years ago, my mom got handed the folded flag. He's buried in a military cemetery, and you kind of think Folds of Honor, all right, well, that's the end. But that's not what your organization is all about. I mean, it's to help those that are still around, and as I was mentioning, with tuition, right?
Yeah. Like Allie McCray, the daughter I mentioned, her father was a U.S. Army paratrooper, whose parachute malfunctioned, and he was severely injured in an event that ended his military career. And eventually he was, you know, hospitalized and passed away after a 14-month hospital stay. And Allie talks about how she became a music therapist and that he was her first patient. And so she's involved now. She got her degree through a Folds of Honor scholarship that she would otherwise never have been able to pursue and afford. And now she's helping all these other people. And she put it so eloquently as we wrapped up our shoot and our conversation when she said, it's, you know, when you invest in these people, you at the end have better citizens. And they go out and influence others to be better people than they otherwise would be. And so it's a multiplying force when you invest in these kinds of people, and then they get to go out and represent you and share their experience and make others the beneficiaries of that.
Very well said. One last question before I let you go, because when I think of you, I think Broncos and Cowboys, probably mostly Cowboys, but is there a point, and I know he's 82, where maybe Steven tells Jerry, don't do that radio show anymore?
Well, one of the reasons Jerry bought the Cowboys in 1989 and took the financial risk that he did, as odd as it seems, it was an incredibly risky venture at the time. And most people actually criticized Jerry for buying the team and paying what he did. He understood that it was going to enable him to appoint himself general manager for life if that's what he wanted. And so that's what he is. That's the role he's chosen. He's not going to give it up. And what happened yesterday is a direct result of the fact that he wants credibility and recognition for his achievements as a general manager 30 years ago when they won 3 Super Bowls in 4 years. All of that credit goes to the players and Jimmy Johnson for the most part. And Jerry wants his share of that. And if you'll give him that, then I think he'll accept the blame for the 30 years that have happened since without them going to a championship game. But nobody will, of course, give him the credit that he wants for the Super Bowl dynasty they created. And so then, therefore, he's not willing to take criticism to the extent that he probably should. And in this particular case, I would just say the point he made explaining his behavior, which was highlighted by him threatening the jobs of the people asking the questions, is that he made a very clear distinction, you know, between independent media, such as myself. I've been here in Dallas since 1989. I've covered the Cowboys regularly since then. And look, as a fair and objective reporter, there have been many times Jerry's disagreed with what I wrote or a question I've asked, and he's confronted me about that. And he's done it to my face, not on the phone as he did yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And the point he was trying to make that I don't think people are understanding is this was on the team's flagship radio station. It was an appointment, a show he does every week with these people. And so while he might have been willing to tolerate questions about his competency as a football man from someone like me or from fans, as he said, he didn't think it was appropriate coming from people who have signed a partnership agreement with him to be the Cowboys' official radio station. And, of course, now those people are trying to promote that and take advantage of and exploit this dialogue. And I don't know what the outcome is going to be. I don't know their partnership agreement. I don't know if Jerry could get them fired or have them removed from the show. I assume the latter is at least possible. So whether it ends up that way or it ends up with Jerry making a formal apology the next time they're on, I think either of those outcomes is entirely possible. But it was mostly the manifestation of Jerry being mad at the world about the performance of his football team a couple days after observing on his 82nd birthday his team losing a home game by 35 points, something that's never happened as long as he's owned the franchise.
All right. Great answer, Ed. And one more time, with the website for Rock and Protein and Folds of Honor is?
Yeah, it's rockandprotein.com/Folds of Honor, or if it's easier for you and you want to see what other posts I might have about the football season, you can go to @WerderEdNFL. I posted a link on there, and we'll do so again in a short space of time here. So thanks to everybody who supports this project, Shamrock Farms, Rock and Protein, and, of course, Folds of Honor.
There he is, Ed Werder, for a great cause. Ed, great talking to you, man. Let's do it again soon.
You too. I enjoyed it. Thanks so much. Anytime.
All right. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break, and we will come on back on Sports Byline.